It's 77 degrees in Nashville. We are starting to have some isolated thunderstorms in Middle Tennessee this morning, and there is a 50% chance of rain and storms through the day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Nashville held its first public hearing last night on a proposal to create new zoning laws for data centers. People stood in a line stretching outside the building for hours to speak in front of the Metro Planning Commission. Many spoke against a proposal to build a data center near the Nashville Zoo. Wilder, a 10-year-old from East Nashville, says he wants to protect the clouded leopards and other animals at the zoo.
When my mom told me someone was trying to build a data center near the zoo, I said, wait, why would they do that? That makes no sense. We don't need more technology or air, water, and noise pollution. We need peace, trees, and each other.
Adrienne Flannery Riley, who was there with Wilder, also spoke out. She was concerned about the data center proposed at Fisk University. She says the optics weren't good for a school supporting tech that could take jobs from graduates.
The smarter we make tech, such as AI, with our thoughts, the more our brains are harmed. Harvard reports that AI causes cognitive atrophy, shortened attention span, poor working memory, and decreased ability to critically think.
Nashville's currently weighing an ordinance to set definitions and conditions for data centers. The city's also considering a 5-month moratorium on new data center construction. Metro Council passed the measure on the first of three readings earlier this week. The next Artemis mission to the moon will be led by a University of Tennessee alumni. NASA Commander Randy Bresnik got his master's degree in aviation systems from UT in 2002, 2 years before he became an astronaut. He's also had training to test living deep under the Earth's surface and in the ocean, making him a cavenaut and an aquanaut as well. And yes, that is the official terminology. Bresnik is currently one of the top-ranking members of the astronaut office devoted to developing and testing everything that needs to operate beyond low Earth orbit. This week, he was announced as the commander of the Artemis 3 mission, which will test how the spacecraft docks with moon landing vehicles. The rain has not washed out Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, but a large part of the grounds experienced a blackout last night. The Tennessean reports it started around 8:30, causing vendors to operate by flashlight and prompting an evacuation of the Ferris wheel. Stages temporarily shut down until power was fully restored a couple of hours later. Festival goers reportedly held to the third tenet of the Bonnaroovian code, radiate positivity. The paper reports attendees remained calm and even joyful during the blackout, with some taking the opportunity to show off illuminated costumes. You'll find out more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.